Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Forced to flee their dying planet, two body-snatching alien lovers arrive separately on Earth. Determined to find each other, the aliens jump from body to body, but they quickly learn that it's not as easy to inhabit their new fleshy host and that life in modern-day America is more complicated than they could have ever imagined. That is the premise behind this wonderful new film called The Becomers, and we're joined today by the director and writer, and that would be Zach Clark. Zach, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Really had a lot of fun with the film. It's a film that is a nod to a lot of films growing up when I did. Saw a lot of sci-fi films from the 1950s and 60s. Certainly has that vibe to it, but it definitely has a modern zeitgeist, a modern sensibility to it. What was the inspiration behind doing The Becomers?
So I was asked to come up with an idea for a low-budget genre movie by the producers of this movie. They had a budget and a schedule in mind, and they wanted to make stuff pretty quickly. So I was asked this question in February 2021. So we were about a year into the pandemic. And during the pandemic, my partner at the time and I had just watched basically all of Star Trek. You know, we watched all of the sort of like 1960s original Star Trek. I was sort of living in a, you know, B-1960s science fiction world while the country was falling apart around us. And so the Becomers, in a lot of ways, as we wrote it and shot it very quickly, was really an effort to sort of capture what that year felt like for me in a movie.
I want to explore just what that means in terms of the way you're describing the dialogue that you're writing, how you were going about kind of framing the characters. Practically speaking, what does that mean when you're talking about this inspiration that you got from the Star Trek series?
I had also just read all of the Frank Herbert Dune novels in the previous 5 years. Yeah. And so this just this sort of like 60s sci-fi speak.
I guess what I'm trying to get to with the way that they speak with each other feels like they're aliens talking to each other in ways that they assume that human beings would be talking to one another. And that's really what that feels like. I thought you captured that well.
Well, yeah. I mean, what, you know, the movie is for other aliens, really. So it's at the end of the movie, the narrator says, you know, I hope your vessels all warp safely, you know? So the sort of one of the ideas behind it in this sort of inversion of the body snatcher idea is that everything would be depicted in such a way that you would just naturally find out about it over the course of the film. I tried to put very little exposition into the how and why of things up front. How they operate and why they're there is all sort of meant to be drawn out over the course of the film as if you kind of knew some of this stuff already. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Again, it's fun. And I guess at the end of the day, all of this stuff is designed to pull you in and to give you just a release of just to be able to, you know, just go with the film because that's how it feels and the vibe from it for me.
One thing I love about those old horror movies, you know, genre movies from really like, I mean, even pre-2000, but really certainly when you get into like pre-1970, is that these movies used to exist only to entertain people.
Yeah.
That was their sole purpose, was to be entertaining. And it's something that I've actually felt has been sort of eroded from genre movies as they become these sort of bigger, more tentpole things. So, you know, The Becomers does have, at its core, is a movie about a very real experience that I went through and that the whole planet went through. But I also wanted it to be a good time and also unafraid to be silly at moments, just because that's something that I love in those old movies and I sort of miss now.
I think we can blame Joseph Campbell for this idea that everything has to be the hero's journey. Everything has to be on sort of this epic Greek god kind of level of understanding, you know, everything has to be explained and or elevated to something approaching.
Sure. I mean, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we can blame Ari Aster too.
Well, let's talk a little more about the story. The body snatching alien, the way that we're introduced into it is a man walking into the forest to do some hunting. And from there, we're pulled into what we see in just a few minutes into the film. Something horribly has gone wrong here with him. And that begins this sort of chain of events. Where would we go from there in terms of what you'd want to explain about the story?
Yeah, I mean, to me, in a lot of ways, I mean, the movie is about these aliens that change bodies. You know, the two sort of main characters are played by multiple actors over the course of the film.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so the movie itself also changes bodies in a way as yeah. you are watching it. You know, I've always sort of enjoyed tonal balancing and sort of mixing tones and stuff. And so this provided an opportunity to do that. Not only provided an opportunity to do that, but it provided a device by which that felt justified. I don't know if that answered your question.
No, it is. And that's it. And I love the cast. I mean, we have Molly Plunk, who is prominently featured in the film, Mike Lopez, Keith Kelly, Isabel Alamein, Frank Ross. And the film is narrated by Russell Mayall, for a lead singer from The Sparks. What was the inspiration for bringing Russell into this?
I had a friend who was running like a secret Zoom movie club during COVID, and he was able to get known people to Zoom into it to do Q&As. He was able to get Sparks, Ron and Russell Mayall to Zoom in for a movie they had written some music for, and he knew I was a fan. So he sent them a link to my last movie, Little Sister, and they watched it. And liked it. And we all got on Zoom and sort of hung out for about an hour or so in the summer of 2020. So when it came time to cast a narrator for this, you're always sort of like looking for opportunities and looking for people, places, anything to you know, expand what your movie is capable of. So Russell is very famous. He's very famous for his voice. So he felt like the right person to approach, and I knew he liked my previous work. So sent him an email, sent him a link to the cut as it stood, and he said, I'll do it, basically.
Nice. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to hear. Among the many other things that I love about The Becomers is that the special effects are very effective, even though, as we've been talking about, you're working on a micro budget. There's not a whole lot of money to be spent on things like special effects. I thought what you did was really effective. It works. I thought it conveyed that sort of sense of terror, the unexpected. You're not quite sure what the aliens are capable of and how they go about changing bodies. And the things that happen during the course of that are really quite fun and compelling to watch. So congratulations. And just to switch gears just a bit here and talk about the storyline of The Becomers and how it plays with that idea of the 60s era sci-fi thriller and turns it into something that is relatable in a modern sense. The way that the story begins to turn in a direction that unfortunately we're all too familiar with in terms of the people that we know and how they react to the world around us. So that's another part of the film that it just really pulled me in. And I think you gave it a very interesting twist and a fun twist as well.
Yeah. I mean, The Becomers really is a mirror of 2020 for me. You know, it came out of me in a way that was less from a place of like, I'm going to make a movie about this modern situation, and here's how I'm going to comment on it, and I'm choosing these things to do, da-da-da-da-da. You know, I knew the assignment I was given was to make a genre movie quickly and cheaply. And so because I had just fallen in love with Star Trek, that aesthetic made sense, and exploring science fiction in that way made sense to me as a genre that I could sort of play around in. And the rest of it was really just sort of like, what happened? What's happening outside? And how would Not even really how would aliens perceive of it, because to me the aliens are just kind of, you know, they represent kind of like normal, well-meaning people.
And they're in love. This is a love story, by the way.
I'm
really bearing the lead here. It's a love story at the end of the paper.
And this idea that as things are getting increasingly crazier and crazier outside, and the, you know, quote unquote human beings in the movie sort of feel worse and worse, the more and more they sort of have each other, and the more and more it's this sort of like love and this sort of simple well-meaningness and like this sort of little moral compass that develops for them over the course of the film is what they have to rely on at the end of the day, which is also, again, how I personally felt during COVID.
Yeah, well, I think we can say from the film, and I think in love is universal.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I want to let people know that the film is being released through Yellow Veil Pictures. It is going to be screening here in Los Angeles at the Lumiere Music Hall. It will be opening in Chicago at the Music Box Theater and be rolling out across the country. You got one of my favorite independent filmmakers, Joe Swanberg, involved as a producer. You know, that's fantastic, wonderful. Have you worked with him before?
Well, yeah, Joe's company, Forager, put up most of the money for my last movie. And then he's in White Reindeer, the movie before that as well.
Okay, terrific. So Dark Star is releasing the film. You'll want to go there to check it out. And I can't say enough about it in terms of just the fun factor. Doing very well on Rotten Tomatoes in terms of that. If people care about that kind of thing, go to Rotten Tomatoes and see some wonderful reviews of it. And congratulations again. Congratulations on a fun film. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We've been speaking with the writer and director of The Becomers, and that would be Zach Clarkson. Zach, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.